if you in them streets.
We coming for you.
And life got you beat.
We coming for you.
The dope boy in the trap.
We coming for you.
These youth getting laid flat.
We coming for you.
The prostitutes and the hopeless.
We coming for you.
We trying to show you what hope is.
We coming for you.
Lost souls can be changed.
We coming for you.
Cause Jesus Christ came to save.
We coming for you.
From the love of Christ, it's love and sacrifice.
Welcome to Hope Radio 98.7.
Joy!
We got the joy.
FM.
FM. Wow, that never ceases to catch me off guard. We're excited today. We just completed our Hope open house.
Yes.
This is the last day, and we're excited. We had a number of guests come through, did a lot of eating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A whole lot of eating.
Spiritually and physically,
yeah,
by the way.
And Rob is going to recap that for us.
Roll me out of there.
And we're going to use this opportunity to talk about our classes, talk about our upcoming celebration that we'd like everybody to come to.
Come on
and,
out.
And we're going to focus a little bit on one of our classes that one of our core members is going to be doing with our women.
Powerful.
We're going to be excited. But let's go around the round table and make our discussions known. We got Frankie, take a deep.
Ain't it good?
Huh? And then, of course, preacher extraordinaire.
Bobby.
Bobby. Billy.
Bobby Sunday.
Boy Sunday.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
And then, of course, we have the legend that's producing and engineering all of this.
God's missionary journey.
Macedonia.
Yeah. Cut from the cloth.
And then, of course, our special guest, she's part of our core team. You know, she's been leading part of the leadership of the Catholic
Who's responsible
for starting.
For the man, the myth.
Yeah, right, exactly. Who directly is responsible
right,
for
right.
the man.
Right, so thank you.
Ten months.
And so,
co-founder.
Yeah, co-founder of the Catholic Project with myself. And probably, to be perfectly honest, the greatest guest we'll ever have on the radio.
Say that, Saint.
Ever.
Say it.
Get your cool voice, Holy. Get your cool voice, Holy.
Yeah. My wife and director of Joy House, actually, Ministries at the Milwaukee Rescue Mission, Aurelia Brown.
That's it. That's it. Give it up. Give it up for
her. I need a name.
Dr. Riri.
You need a name.
Dr. Riri.
He said Dr. Riri.
Dr. Riri.
I like that. I like that, brother.
Dr. Riri.
That's it.
We found out how that was a type of Christ. He said, wait. There's a reincarnation.
Yeah.
He lives in us.
That's it.
Since Jesus Christ lives in us, each and every believer, we say that's the reincarnation.
That's
since
it.
Christ
wow.
is reincarnated in us, but that's Dr. Riri. That's what we
Dr.
got it
Riri.
From.
Dr. Riri, amen. I like that.
Dr. Riri.
So you got one.
I got
All right.
one.
That's All it.
Right.
That's it. Man,
so
Bobby, fast.
We're we got a lot to cover in the show because we really want to get a lot of information
out
to everybody.
Amen.
Again, we're just excited about the the open house, Rob, kind of give us a quick overview of the open house, the things that took place, and you know the ARC experience and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who came out to the Captive Project. Those who caught the invite by social media.
Yeah.
We also had just throughout this whole time of invites, there have been neighbors from the office area that were here at 633 South Hawley Road in the Union Building. Some of the neighbors come by to just check out what was going on. And then those who have been invited by word of mouth, a lot of friends and family came in and recapped and caught up and just got instructions on what we have been doing and what we're planning to do in the future. So the ARC experience, once again, was just, even for myself personally, was just surreal. Just to be able to refresh the vision of what God is doing in the ministry was great. We first, the Ark of the Covenant was first revealed at Hope Fest.
Oh, yeah.
2017, back in June. And it was good to just see the display put back up again, and for it to be once again personal and inviting, and just to see, just to get a picture of the presence of God from the way the Lord has spoken to the people in the Old Testament was just beautiful and surreal and renewing and refreshing for myself as well. I'm sure for the team and others as well. And then just to show, as what we'll be talking about, Dr. Riri will be talking about just some of the classes that are coming up in the fall, the things we're planning to do in the fall. All getting our, and I'll be honest, I'm still trying to decide what class I'm going to teach, but I know God has a ram in the bush for all of us. So,
and also the ARC experience will be up for a couple more days. So if you want to come and see it, you know, you can give us a call here at the office. Saturday or Sunday, if you want to bring a group of people to come see it, you can just give us a call at 414-771-6000, and we'll make arrangements for you guys to come see it.
Before we
put it away until our next prayer gathering. So,
I said this last time, last week, it's beautiful to just once again see the scriptures come to life. Mm-hmm. When God is telling Moses, make the Ark of the Covenant this many cubits by this many cubits. And then just to see the life size measurement and the facsimile of how God has put it together, it makes the scriptures come alive in our hearts once again, too. So it's beautiful.
Praise God. So we're as we get ready, you know, part of the reason for the open house is to introduce people to our classes, right, and to introduce people to what's coming up this semester.
And
so one of the classes that's coming up that I definitely want to make mention of real briefly is Behold Your God.
Oh, yeah.
That's a class that Frank does.
Absolutely.
And it's a good class, Rethinking God Biblically. And so give us and I know you tend to really go on.
I don't really want to go too far. I just want to put something out there that wetting.
And just, like you just said, put something out there.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Well, really just it's the notion that sometimes we could begin to form an understanding of God based on our own understanding from our own imagination, and really just allowing God to declare His own character, to reinstill in us who He is through His own voice, you know, the voice of God. And I think one short thing that I could say that would probably allow us to see where we're going with it is, whenever we go to the scripture, sometimes we like to add to the scripture so that we can understand it in our language, or we take away from the scriptures, you know, because, you get people that say that the Old Testament God ain't the same God of the New Testament, or He don't deal with man the same way. And I think when we do that, what we learn is that we silence the voice of God. And so what we want to do in Behold Your God, as we rethink God biblically, we're allowing God to speak to us in the same manner that He spoke in the Old Testament to the saints that walked with Him in the wilderness of sin, and then the same God that's walking with the 12 disciples in the New Testament, and just in the manner of how God was speaking with them and they were walking and following Him, we want to do the same thing. And so this curriculum is actually going to challenge what you believe about God, and then allow us to see how, when God spoke and man followed God's voice and not their own agenda, they remained in the blessing of God, and they allowed God's will to be done in and through them. And so we're going to look at different saints throughout the years who were committed and devoted to God, contemporary theologians as well.
And I just want to include, as I'm thinking about the listeners and myself, not that it was something that you were saying, we don't always intentionally divert from the scriptures, but we do have our tendency to sometimes follow our own hearts. So even for those listening to myself, we don't always intentionally get away from what God has said, but sometimes we incidentally or accidentally say, you know what, I thought the scripture applied or meant this, and it didn't. So I love the way the class helps us recapture God instead of looking at our own perspective and what we think God ought to be saying. So.
Right, and it just brought to my remembrance of, I remember when I was a little girl and I asked my mom, Mom, what does God look like? You know, what does he look like? And she had me close my eyes and ask, what do I see? And I told her, you know, how I envisioned him. And she said, but if I close my eyes, I'm not going to envision him the same way that you see him. But God is a spirit, and, you know, and that she said, you have to read the Bible to find out who God is and not worry about what he looks like.
Right. And that's I think one of the things that we have to always remember is that God is not up for redefinition. Mm-hmm. He is who he said he is. And the great thing about this class is that, you know, it reveals how God described himself, and then you have to deal with it, you know, in your heart, you know. And then the other class that we're doing that I'm teaching is called The Rocks Cry Out. And what we're going to look at, especially dealing with some of the kind of the mess that's going on today with people trying to manipulate and use history to justify some of the ridiculous claims, especially when you're talking about endeavoring into Egyptian history, Babylon, Rome, and so on and so forth. You know, there's a discipline to that type of study, historical study, and that people are missing. I mean, they're relying on research from Pastor Facebook and Rabbi Google, you know, in order to make their argument. And so his history has a research to it, years of research, cross-cultural research, linguistic research, and so on and so forth. And so with The Rocks Cry Out, we're going to look at the archaeology of the Bible, of history. We're going to delve into the cultures that interacted with Christianity and the Jewish people. We're going to look extensively at Egypt. We're going to look at Rome. We're going to look at Babylon, Aztecs, China, you know, and a number of different cultures as they intertwined with Christianity and the impact that they had. You know, it's very interesting because in the archaeology, we'll be looking at the new finds of Joseph's tomb that was found in Egypt. We're going to look at his tomb that's on the West Bank, you know, that we know where it is today. We're actually going to look at some of the archaeology of where Aaron was built, which we've known that, you know, literally for years. There's actually a sect of people that worship Aaron out in the desert where he is known to be buried, you know, in some of the memorial stones and things like that. And then we're also going to look at the apostolic fathers, Polycarp, you know, a disciple of John the Baptist. We're going to look at some of the what happened to the disciples and why it's important to know the accurate history. Because one of the primary things that, and I'm going to debunk this and we're going to move to our next class introduction, and that is it's interesting that people will try to manipulate history, okay, for their own sake in order to prove something, you know, in order to prove their argument or whatever, and haven't done the proper discipline in order to get it, you know, to get the proper information. And they want to base it on racial divides. They want to base it on, you know, a manipulation, a corruption. And don't get me wrong, it has happened. That has happened where you got the Catholicization of the Hebrew culture. You've gotten the Europeanization of Black history, you know, and things like that. But we're also guilty of Frankenization, you know, history, or Robinization the history, or Richardization the history, interpreting history based on how we feel or what makes sense to us instead of basing history on what it's saying.
Yeah.
What is going on? And so one of the main examples that I talk about is this. You know, where they always talk about they use the Bible to reinforce slavery and things of that nature. Well, explain to me this. When the slaves were freed, and not all of them were, we understand that, but when slaves are freed and throughout the years of all of that oppression, they still clung to the Bible. And it wasn't because they were brainwashed, because during the time, of course, they were saying they were using it to reinforce slavery.
Right.
So why didn't the slaves or the former slaves over generations abandon the Bible? Mm. Primarily because they knew the slave master was lying.
Right, knew the truth of God.
Exactly. Because where did the word of God originate? Mm. On the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that they were lying. They knew the truth of the Bible. They knew that from the apostolic fathers who were from different cultures, African-American, Augustine was a major, major theologian in the Christian sect. And who followed him better than anybody? Martin Luther. Mm. And so we got to know our history in order and be willing to discipline ourselves for that. And right, I could go right, on right. and on because
right.
the I next class. Like this. Yeah, you should have did me. You should have counted me down. But we do. We have plenty of time to let our sister go through because she's got a class that is awesome. But she has an awesome class. And we're going to give her the last 10 minutes to really dive.
I think I need 10, but okay.
Why don't you tell us about the class you're doing?
I am so excited. We are going to be doing a study. I'm going to be facilitating, actually, by Priscilla Schreier called The Armor of God.
Now, if I can just interject, Priscilla Schreier is Dr. Tony Evans' daughter. She was in the movie
War Room.
War Room. Yeah. I've caught a couple of her YouTube teaching the pre-women conferences. She is an awesome woman of God.
She is awesome.
Priscilla
Shire.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to be facilitating this class, and it was important to me to talk about this particular subject because as women, so many times, and I won't say just as women, as individuals, he's trying to tell me something, but I don't know what he's saying. Okay.
Get close to the mic.
we sometimes look at things on the surface and see those things or those people or those systems as the enemy.
Yeah.
But the real enemy is Satan, and all that other stuff is a diversion.
That's it. That's it.
You know? And I think that if we focus on our battle gear and what God's given us to ward him off and to fight him, and to keep him at bay, we can work better together because I'm not looking at Frank and saying, you're the problem, Frank. You're my problem. Mm-hmm. But we can both join forces and fight against the real enemy.
That's it.
So it looks at Ephesians 6, and it talks about the full armor of God, how to put it on, and what to do with it once you have it on. Yeah. And not just how to put it on, but to how to walk with it on and
ready for battle.
Yeah, yes. I love you know when we were talking and you're choosing this this study because it is so instrumental. I remember the video clip that the teacher had, and she talked about how she can forgive people, you know, of course, that do her wrong and things like that. And she can understand, you know, if something happens and a person does something and it's an accident or it's unpremeditated. But she talked about how she puts her battle gear on for those people that deliberately try to go after her husband, her children, trying to find their weak, those people that are trying to, like, really premeditatively get at her family and stuff, and her intensity in describing that was wild to me.
Yeah, she's very, very engaging as a teacher, and the workbook will totally engage us as individuals. It's not just to read and say, okay, number two, what does question number two say? No, you're diagramming and you're going back to scripture. Yeah. And we're actually studying and tearing the verses apart and making it practical to our own lives.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Just to interject, and it was just a tidbit. I just was briefly looking at the book. I like when it was going into one of the sections of armor, talking about the belt of truth, and just kind of I'm kind of segueing into the details of it. But I like the way she goes into, once again, like you were saying, Rich, she goes into historical Hebrew study, culture study, Roman and Hebrew study, and she was saying how in one of the daily sections of the belt of truth, it said one that where the soldier, for to be disciplined, corrected for being wrong, would have to sit outside the camp of the military barracks with their belt off and just with the garment on. But then she was applying it like it was shameful. And saying, and then she also brought it back into how to deal with shame. And that's good because of how God still helps us and disciplines us even in our failures and our faults, but how to not only have the armor on, but to keep it on and operate on it while you're in warfare. And part of that sometimes is dealing with shame. Like, how do I still shamefully walk with the in warfare knowing I failed God in some area of my life? And so she kind of, that was one of the ones I picked up, like, oh, that's good.
What I also respect about it is the fact that she went beyond the six pieces of armor and included prayer. Which is essential and vital. And, you know, exploring that and helping us understand that the armor is futile if there's no prayer there.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's banging. That's banging. Especially in light of the times that we're living in. We're living in dark and perilous times, evil days even, where we need to be ready for war. The Bible says, regard no man according to the flesh any longer. And so there are some issues that are arising even now on the world stage as well as the local stage that we need to be ready for war. We need to be able to fight and be efficient in war. And we need to be able to know that the enemy is a formidable foe that's invisible, right? The only way we can have the eyes and vision to see him is to be in Christ and knowing that he's not attacking us per se, but he's attacking the spirit of God, right, to try to quiet God's voice in these last times. His will is to kill, steal, and destroy and take as many image bearers of God to
sorry about that
to that place, you know, that hasn't been created for humanity, but for Satan and his demons. So
One of the things that I want to reiterate, you know, the classes that we're looking to doing and teaching is for people to sharpen, you know, and master their armor, you know, is a term.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of this is to gain knowledge to help you grow in your faith and defend your faith. And it's not to win arguments. It's not to go out win arguments.
Right. That's
If you come to our classes, the atmosphere.
It's not to win arguments. It's to win on the battlefield.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you come to our classes, you're gonna. The atmosphere is gonna be totally different.
Yeah.
In that it's a self-examination. It's like that the one time in my class when I told everybody, whenever you make a comment, make it in the first person.
Yes.
Okay. And so somebody said, well, you know, the church is dot, dot, dot. I say, so you are dot, dot, dot. Well, the church, they don't want to get out there and do. So you don't want to get out there and do. The atmosphere is a self-examination because it's real easy for us to point to somebody else and saying what they're doing wrong and what they're. But when you turn it around and look at the person in the mirror, aren't you really criticizing yourself? Because a person that's actually doing the work don't have time to pay attention to what somebody else is doing.
And also, it's almost like, you know, when I was a child, you know, growing up, you know, we were you know, scolded at trying to, talk bad about our home. You know, my mom would always say that it's a reflection of us individually. You know what I mean? So when we talk about the church, we need to think about that's us. That's our house we're talking about. So anything we say about the church is directed toward us because we are part of the church. And when you come to these classes, you should know also that it's not something that you're gonna that it's gonna be a monologue, but it's gonna be a dialogue and camaraderie will take place, and we'll have the opportunity to just hash out these things, cap out on some things, and really be able to internalize God's truth.
And knowing that the Captive Project was founded on the basis for evangelism and discipleship, the classes are for discipleship to be in an apologetic manner. Like you say, not to win arguments, but to be able to effectively defend the faith, especially mm-hmm. when you're being challenged out there with the hard questions.
Right.
To defend, to understand, and to learn how to make it practical and real. That's it. That's in it. Our lives.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, see, Dr. Rebri could have said, like, the hematidrosis of the... But she just said Jesus was bleeding. He was sweating blood. Practical.
And so, in that, we invite you to sign up. All the books are free. We do ask for a small donation to help pay for them. And if people can help pay for them... It would be great if you could pay for extras for others. It would be great.
Awesome.
But there's no limitation, when it comes to the books. You'll get the books, for the class, because we trust God in what he does.
But we do want you to fully commit.
Commit.
Yes, yeah. And that's the biggest thing.
Yes.
Because we don't want you to start and finish, because the workbooks will be yours personally. And let's be honest, we don't want them to get wasted.
Don't want you to start and stop. We want you to make it to the finish.
So we're asking that you commit to the class. The vow you make, the pledge you make, is not only before men, but it's before God. And we pray that you would do that.
Amen. Hope Radio, 98.7.
Yeah.
It's your way.
Yeah, man.
Radio 98.7. Thanks for tuning in to the Captive Project Radio Discipleship Time every Friday, 7 to 7:30 p.m. on your FM dial. You can also like us on Facebook at Hope Radio, or you can check out our live streams on Discipleship Radio.
Or check out the website, www.thecaptiveproject.com. Or hit us with an email, thecaptiveproject@gmail.com. Or drop us a line at
414-771-6000. In his name, man.